calling assistant recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. May I ask what you're calling about?
Hello. Good morning. We are conducting a short survey about some issues, you know, that your community and the nation are facing. We'll like to include your opinion. But, okay, so are you ready to...
Thanks. Connecting you now.
Hello? Who won what?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning. We are conducting a short survey about some issues that your community and the nation are facing. And we would like to include your opinion.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. Let's see. Thanks for accepting. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. So let's see. What is your zip code?
53209.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1954.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. For whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Democrat.
Democrat, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Okay. What is your race? White, black, or African American?
Black.
Or American, Indian, black. Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are these chances 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting
Democrat.
In person?
In person, yes.
In person, okay. Before election day or on election day?
Election day.
Okay, that day. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, and 5 means it, you know, neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. So if you had to rate it, how much power on a scale you think you have the black people
8
have? 8. Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. So you can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay, 10.
10. Okay, extremely motivated. Okay. now using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and, well, just to clarify this, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people. So you need to rate them. So again, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, you know, like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and favorable and unfavorable. So towards them. So you can select any number between 0 and 10. The first person is Kamala Harris.
10.
10. Very warm and favorable. Josh Shapiro.
Five.
Neutral. Donald Trump.
0.
0. That's unfavorable. Joe Biden.
10.
10. Tim Walz.
10.
10. Thank you. Mark Kelly.
10.
10. Barack Obama.
10.
And J.D. Vance.
0.
0. Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3, you know, issues most important to you. So, the first issue is affordable quality healthcare, access to good jobs, raising cost of living, criminal justice and police reform, immigration, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality housing, reducing racism and discrimination, access to quality education, public safety including gun violence, abortion, climate change and the environment, better transportation system. So you can select the top 3, the 3 most important issues.
Okay, affordable housing, abortion, and education.
Okay. Abortion and education. Thank you. Let's see the next one. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent?
Kamala Harris.
Third party. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Say that again.
Yeah, is that previous decision, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For Harris.
Okay. So Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it's assumed, she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secured the nomination as a Democrat candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
So, no difference.
Cancel. No difference. Okay. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some little, or not at all?
By a lot.
By a lot, okay. Trust. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
By a lot.
Okay. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. You know, you can only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her. So the first one is someone young girls can look up to. So you can really describe a little bit, or really does not describe.
Really describes.
Okay. Is a strong black woman. Really describes. Somewhat describe.
Really describes.
Fight for all of us. Really describe. Really, someone describes.
Really describe.
Okay, really. Okay. Is tough on crime.
Really describes.
Is prepared to be president.
Really describes.
Represents the AAPI community.
And what is the AAPI community?
To be honest, I don't have that information here. But you can, I mean, if you don't know, you can select that option.
I don't know.
Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Could you repeat that again?
Yep. Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Doesn't describe.
Governs with an iron fist.
Doesn't describe.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Now I'd like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. So for each of the following traits, I want you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or no difference. So, the first statement is that Kamala Harris was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers. So much more favorable, somewhat more favorable.
Much more favorable.
Much more. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. So much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less, or much less.
Much more favorable.
Kamala is, let's see. Kamala is referred to as Mo by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives. So much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or
much more favorable.
Kamala forget her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protection for these victims.
Much more favorable.
Okay. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. Much more, somewhat more.
Much more.
Okay, and finally, Kamala started a program called Back and Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Much more.
Much more.
Thank you. And again, just to make sure to know, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10. So,
10.
10. Extremely motivated. And again, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? So you can select on a scale of 0 to 10. How much power do you think?
10.
I know it's a long way out, but you know, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
other Democrat.
Independent. Okay, well, is that more a, and again, I mean, that vote is for Kamala or against, or it's more for against Donald Trump?
I wish I could pick both, but I'll take more for Kamala.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
By a lot.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
By a lot.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. So, Facebook, Twitter, local newspaper, Snapchat, Fox News, Network News, ABC, CBS, NBC, Family and Friends, local TV news, Instagram, CNN, national newspaper, MSNBC, TikTok, local radio, or any other. You can
MSNBC, MSNBC, CNN, and local network.
Yep. Local. Okay. Okay, thank you. Are you in a group? Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in this group chat?
Weekly.
Weekly. Okay. If you have to say, you know, very often, somewhat often, that a little bit often, you know, would you consider that it's somewhat often? Or, I mean,
somewhat often.
Yeah, I think the same. In politics today, do you consider yourself as an independent Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college,
but not degree?
No.
Okay. Are you married? Married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Or married. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate, it's fine. So,
$100,000.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you. Thank you so much for your participation, collaboration. I don't know how to thank you now. I really appreciate your answers. Your opinion will help us. And nothing. You know, thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. And I don't know if you have, you want to tell me something.
No, but thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Okay. Appreciate your collaboration and your time, okay?
All right.
Well, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.